When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get through Apple as well as the Google Play Store. You can play the show anytime, anywhere. It's always on. And I truly appreciate everybody that's come on to the show, the 400-plus guests that we've had as sports figures, to come on and talk. And now adding to that number is Johnny Huntley III. Very happy to have him on the show from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, South Plantation High School. His recruitment has already started to ramp up here. 2016 incoming class, wide receiver. Syracuse just offered him recently, as well as obviously some of the schools down in Florida. He's had a few visits that he's taken unofficially to check out what college life may be like. And now Johnny's on the show to talk with us about everything that's been going on, including how he looks at his team, South Plantation, coming up in their new season. Johnny, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Now, Johnny, first and foremost, I want to go to your team. What made you choose South Plantation High School as the right high school for you? What made you want to go there?
Well, they had a magnet program, and I was always an advanced student in middle school. And the magnet program accepted me when I was in eighth grade, so I decided I would go there.
What can you say about being on the South Plantation team that's helped you to become a better wide receiver?
Definitely some of the talents I go against, like some of the DBs and stuff like that. They all have great work ethic, like they don't give up and stuff like that.
Who are some of the defensive backs that you really feel pressure you the most and help you to grow the most on your team?
James Aiken. Okay. He's 6'2". He's about the same size as me, and he has a lot of skills, and he helps you get better every time we go in this stuff.
So when you look at the wide receiver position for you, Johnny, what would you say are your best attributes, the things that you feel you do best on the field at this point?
Definitely jump balls and just catching the ball wherever it is.
And then as far as on the sides of maybe some things you want to work on in your game, what are some of those areas that you really want to hone in your final season at South Plantation?
Definitely bringing more speed to the game.
Now, when people talk about Florida players coming out of high school, speed is a very big thing. Where would you say your speed is at? Because you said that's the thing you want to work on. How fast do you believe you are right now compared to where you want to be? On a scale from 1 to 10, where do you think you're at, and where would you like to see yourself land?
I think I'd say I'm at probably like a 7 right now, and by the time I go to college, I probably want to be like a 8 or a 9.
Now, what are some of the things that you can do to ramp up your speed? What are some of those exercises and different things that you're working on that can help you ramp up that speed?
Definitely parachute and working with resistant bands, like running with resistant bands in place and stuff like that.
Now, I know that I'm catching you kind of at the tail end of a break that you had from school, but you said you're still working out. What is your workout regimen like from week to week? I mean, is it something that changes, or do you like to say, you know, Monday I do this, Tuesday I do this, I save this till Friday? Do you have a workout regimen?
Well, it varies. Like on Mondays we do arms, and then Tuesdays is legs. Then it keeps alternating throughout the week, every day.
What would you say is the one thing that maybe you dread doing? Is it one of those exercises or a part of your body that you're just, all right, I got to do this today? I mean, is there a certain thing that you aren't really a fan of doing?
No, not really.
So when you look at workout in its entirety, obviously physicality is an important part of the workout, but the mental part of it is as well. What do you do to get yourself mentally prepared for a game?
Mentally prepared, I just sit and think about the people that's watching, who I'm doing it for, and that I want to go to college and stuff like that, so I got to do my best when I get on the field.
Who are you playing for, Johnny? Like family members, loved ones, or, you know, who, when you go out on the field, who are you playing for?
Definitely my family.
feel like you've seen every place in Central New York. But unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And what is it about Mom that makes her that key person that you play for?
Because she's like the only person I really have in my life, so it means a lot to her going to college and getting scholarships and stuff like that.
So when you look at life and you say, you know, Mom is really the only person that I have, how has that affected you growing up not having Mom and Dad? Has it been difficult for you, or has Mom been able to take over and do what she needs to do for both parents?
My mom has been, she's a strong woman, so, you know, she does everything she can to be both parents.
Is it hard for you? I mean, I know that I talk to a lot of guys, unfortunately, that play football that don't have dad in the picture. Is that something that has been hard for you, or do you feel like at this point you're okay?
At this point, I think I'm all right.
growing up, was it something that you wanted, or was it something that you didn't really think about?
It was something I really didn't think about because I'm nonchalant about a lot of stuff. So I didn't really think about it growing up.
Now, when you have that adversity, you know, obviously on a football field, you're trying to, as a wide receiver, like you said, get after those jump balls, catch whatever comes your way. That's something that people can say, okay, that's difficult. There's some great catches, some one-handed catches. You got to be able to read DBs. You got to be faster than them, stronger than them. But the adversity that you face off the field of not having the typical family is something that I think helps what's on the field be a little bit easier. Do you find that you've had adversity off the field that's made playing the game a little bit easier?
Yes, I think that adversity has made it easier for me to play.
When you look at football, what made you fall in love with it?
I've been playing since I was a kid, like 7 years old, and ever since then I just loved it.
What brought you to it at 7 years old? Was it something that mom was like, hey, try this out, or was it your friends, or was it just, you know, your interest in it? What first brought you to football?
I was running track, and one of the track coaches happened to be a head football coach for a little league team. He was like, you know, you should come try out for my team and stuff like that. And my mom just went with it, so we just went and tried out, and I ended up making the team. And I just, ever since then, I've been getting better and just loving football.
And what was the name of that coach?
Coach Steve Jordan.
So, Coach Jordan, when you finally figure out what college you're going to be going to and you have plenty of offers, when you figure out what college is going to be your choice, does a part of you look back and thank Coach Jordan for coming out to you on that track field and saying, you know what, you should try out for my football team?
Definitely.
When you look at all the offers that you have, I know it's early. I know you have another season to play for high school at South Plantation. But from Florida Atlantic, Florida International, obviously teams that are in your home state, Syracuse, your Tennessee, TCU, West Virginia's, Kentucky's, Indiana's, your Cincinnati's, your Bowling Green's, and the list goes on. Do any schools stick out to you? I mean, when you look at your list, are there any schools that jump out where you're like, wow, you know, I can't believe that this team was a team that gave me an offer, Louisville as well, and Rutgers. Is there a team that sticks out and that you really feel great about getting an offer from?
Definitely TCU and West Virginia.
What is it about those two schools that makes you say that?
Well, TCU is like top five in the nation. Who would think that team would be wanting to give me a scholarship offer to come to their school? And West Virginia, they just always been known for having great receivers and stuff like that.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looked so good.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
So when you look at TCU and West Virginia, are they kind of the ones that are going to make it difficult for some of the other schools that offer you? I mean, are these schools that you're intending to go to visit?
Yeah, I plan on visiting those two schools. But every school has my interest, so I won't never, cut schools off and stuff like that for those two schools.
When you look at TCU and you look at West Virginia, both part of the Big 12, Is that a conference that entices you, or does it not matter to you what conference?
It doesn't really matter what conference.
So one of the schools that offered you recently outside of the Big 12, Syracuse, what can you say about how that all came about? How did they get in touch and let you know that you were a wide receiver that they were looking at?
Well, I don't really know how they got my film and stuff like that, but the coach followed me on Twitter, Coach Joe Adam followed me on Twitter. And he DM'd me, and he was like, "What's going on and stuff? I loved your film, and when we have a chance, our whole coaching staff is going to sit down and watch your film and stuff like that." So the other day, he told me to call him. I called him, and he was like, "We loved your film and stuff." And I was, what else? Yeah, he was telling me that they're going to take him one receiver this year, and they want to make sure they got the right guy. And I told them that would be me.
So, hearing Syracuse wanted one receiver, and then they extended an offer to you, in that moment, what did you feel like? What were you thinking, knowing that Syracuse is saying, okay, we want one wideout, and Johnny would like to extend an offer to you? What does that mean to you, especially right now in your recruitment?
That definitely means a lot.
What can you say about Syracuse? I mean, how much do you know about the team? Is it a team that you've watched before, or is it a team that you have to get to know?
It's a team I have to get to know. I haven't really watched too many schools outside of Florida.
So with Syracuse, Joe Adam, what can you say about, I mean, obviously you haven't talked too much, but what can you say about the type of person he was talking with you and kind of the relationship that he was trying to build? What can you say about that?
He's definitely a nice guy. He seems cool.
Is Syracuse a place that you think that you would take a visit to, or is that something that you haven't thought about?
Yes, possibly in the summer.
Okay, so, which is a good choice. You're a Florida guy, so going up to the Northeast in the summer when the snow is gone, very smart. But but is it going to be hard for you to leave the state of Florida? I mean, is that something that, I know TCU and West Virginia are an interest to you, so maybe that's not the case. But overall, when you look at it, do you think, you know, if I could stay in Florida, I'd like to, or does that not matter?
It doesn't really matter. I always wanted to experience something new.
Right.
So I think going out of state would be best for me.
Now, you did visit unofficially Miami, Central Florida, and South Florida. What can you say about those visits? I mean, you got yourself on a college campus to kind of look around. What can you say you were able to take away from that?
Those three schools, they were different levels of Division I programs. Like Miami, that was probably the best facility I went to. It was pretty nice. I liked the environment and stuff like that. And then you have USF, which was on the lower end of Division I football, but it was still pretty nice. And UCF, their college was really, really nice, and they gave out a lot of information about the college.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com. Get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
So, what can you say about those three schools? I mean, if one of those schools was to extend out and offer to you and want you to play for them, what would that mean at this point? I know you said you might be better served being out of state, but if one of those three teams offered you, what would that mean? What would you think about having one of them come on?
I would definitely take interest, especially in Miami, if they extend offer to me.
So when you look across the border, or when you look across everything that you've gotten in recruiting so far, are you surprised at all that recruiting has kind of ramped up for you the way that it has? I mean, is this something that you always expected of yourself to say, all right, you know, I know the type of wide receiver I am, I know what I can do? Or are you surprised by the fact that teams have already gotten out to you? And even like you said, in the case of Syracuse, they said, we only want one wide receiver and we're willing to extend an offer to you. I mean, how have you kind of taken recruitment? Is it what you expected or is it different?
It's definitely a surprise because around last year, around this time, I didn't even know what the offer was. I didn't know nothing about football or nothing like that. Well, high school football and college recruiting and stuff like that. I knew nothing about it a year ago.
How's mom kind of responded to it? How is she with everything? Because like you said, she's you know, pretty much your family. How has she responded to the whole recruiting process?
Well, she's just taking it easy right now. She just wanted to know what college I want to go to, but I told her I'm going to meet my top list after spring so she can know. She really nonchalant about everything.
Does mom look at you leaving home as something that's okay with her, or is it hard for her to see you go?
She okay with it. I told her already that I might be leaving the state, and she okay with it.
So you said that you told your mom, I'm going to make my list at the end of the spring. When would you like to have that done? I mean, are you looking at May, June? I mean, what type of area of time are you looking between now and then to make your decision on what your top schools are?
Definitely probably the beginning of June, right? Okay. Before school's out.
And when you make that list, do you want it to be 5, 10, 15? I mean, what are you trying to narrow it down to?
10 schools.
10 schools, okay. And then from those 10 schools, I would venture to say that your top 5 will probably be the ones that you're going to be visiting as far as officially?
Yes.
So if it came down to it right now, TCU and West Virginia, do they reside in that top 10 somewhere in your mind at this point?
Yes, okay. Tennessee.
And Tennessee. What is it about Tennessee, since we didn't talk about them?
Tennessee, you know, they throw the ball around a lot, and they're losing a lot of receivers this year. And I think I can step up and play as a true freshman there.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
All right. Well, I mean, on the football side of it, I think we covered a lot here, Johnny. But before I let you go, I want to look. My company is always about where sports meets life. And I think it's important to get off the field and talk about some other things, some other interests that you have and what you really care about to get people to know about you a little bit more. Who is your favorite comedian? When you like to have a good laugh, just sit down, relax. Who is the guy or girl that you like to watch from the comedy standpoint?
Definitely Kevin Hart.
See, I love when people say Kevin Hart because I love Kevin Hart, so it makes my life easy. Now, he's traveling all over the country. He's doing shows all over the place. I'm actually going to be seeing him up in Syracuse in the summer of 2015. Have you seen him yet, or is that something you'd like to do?
I haven't seen him yet, but I'd definitely like to meet him in person.
What is it about Kevin Hart? And I know when I say this, I'm smiling because there's a lot of reasons why, you know, to like a comedian like him. But what do you like about Kevin Hart?
He just has a great personality. I've never seen him you're not going to see him in a bad mood, but I've never really seen or heard this, like, bad stuff about him. Every time I see him on the internet or something, it's always something funny or him laughing or being in a good mood.
Now, him doing a movie, Get Hard, with Will Ferrell was something that was surprising to me. I never pictured him and Will Ferrell in the same movie. Is it something that you expected, or is this something where you just kind of got thrown off a little bit like myself and said, okay, these are two comedians that have established something about themselves? I mean, are you excited about this duo, and do you intend to see the movie?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that duo, and I plan to see the movie as soon as they come out.
And then on the other side of things, music-wise, obviously before a game, it's important to relax, get your mind right, get ready. If I told you you could only play one track all season at South Plantation for 2015, you only could put one track on, that's it, there's nothing else, it's got to be on repeat, what song would it be and who would it be by?
Oh, man, that's kind of hard. I don't really even know.
I guess put it this way. If you could have a couple tracks, since you can't pick one, if you could have a couple tracks or a couple artists, who are some of the people that you like to listen to that if you had to narrow it down, you could say, all right, these three people I would definitely put on my list when I'm getting ready for a game?
Well, one would be Lil Wayne.
Okay.
The other one, I'm not too sure because I don't really listen to no other people than him.
So Lil Wayne would be the guy to get you ready for the game. Is there anything that he does that, and do you like him? Oh, we'll put it this way. Do you like him when it's just him by himself, or do you like the Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj, because there's a lot of things they've been doing together recently? What would you prefer?
I like him by himself when he come up with freestyles and stuff like that, because he always says something that have you thinking for hours about what it means.
Absolutely, and I think he's definitely one of the best in the game when it comes to lyrically being smart and just being able to throw things in there, and definitely has his own brand. And lastly, for you, as we talk here, Johnny, off the field, is that I know mom is very important to you, so I'll spin the question to you like this. If you could go anywhere in the world and you could bring mom, where would you take her and why?
I'm not too sure. I'll probably take her to Jamaica.
And if you went out to Jamaica and let's say you got mom there, mom's relaxing by the pool, you could bring one celebrity with you. Who would you bring with you to Jamaica? Besides mom, you could bring a celebrity. Who would that be?
I'll probably be Kevin Hart.
I'm sure that he would keep...
Does laugh.
Yeah, I'm sure he would make you both laugh in Jamaica. So I can picture that now. That might be a good movie, Johnny. We might have to think about that for the future. Kevin Hart in Jamaica. But Johnny, thank you. Thank you truly so much for being a part of Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. I'm going to be with you all the way through this recruitment, and I would love to have you back on the show to talk about it. If you'd like to come back on, I'd love to have you.
No problem, anytime.
All right, Johnny, listen, be well, and go out there and make, if you make any spectacular catches, make sure somebody gets it on video and send it my way, okay?
Of course.
All right, man, take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too.